Jesus was invited to a Sabbath dinner at the home of a ruler of the Pharisees. Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. Why should someone presume to be deserving of a place of honor when invited to a banquet? At the root of all sin is the desire to be like God, to replace God, to be honored by one and all. Pride and arrogance are evidence of a sinful nature. Is this parable realistic? Consider the person who comes into your house as a guest, but ignores the rules and standards of the household. They put their feet on the coffee table. They light a cigar even though you ask them not to smoke. They make demands to be served without offering to help. Will you invite them back? Consider someone who comes into the church building as a guest. When they demand to be served the Lord's Supper, when they are not members of the church, when they demand the pastor or priest ignore doctrine and practice, are they not being just as arrogant? The host of the banquet, the host of a guest, the pastor or priest who is responsible for the proper teaching and practice in the church, do not take delight in asking the guest to abide by the rules. They are looking for the best interest of all concerned. May our Lord grant us humility in our dealings with others. Amen."